So it's Erev Shabbos once again. And once again, a short word on the parasha. Baruch Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, the authorities gave a permit to open the shuls, both the kneisyos u'both the midrashos, and up to 50 people davening together. It's a big simcha. So for the past few weeks, thousands of people in Eretz Yisrael have been davening b'tzibul in backyards and porches from the roofs. And we davened in rain and in wind and in blistering heat. And it was not easy, but Baruch Hashem, b'simcha rabba. But we need our shuls. The Gemara says in Brachas Vava Medala Vein Tfilosu Shalodim Nishma Aseilu Bebeis Medrash Bebeis HaKnesset Shanem Al Shmoy Al Arino Veil HaTfilo Vamokam Rino Sham Tehei Tfilo. And I know that so many thousands and tens of thousands of lovely Jews in Chutz Laretz don't yet have that privilege. And they're still locked up in their homes. Kodesh Bohu Yazor, you should take this plague away, this awful pandemic away. And we should all be able once again to come together in our beloved shuls. They're missing us. And we miss them. So in Eretz Yisrael, we're opening up shuls. But it's very painful because I am not going to let more than 27 people into my shul. Usually Friday night we have 200 people. But I am extremely careful and adhere and comply with the regulations. So in our shul, we would have at least 2 meters between one person and the other, and everyone would be required to wear a mask. So it's painful to decide who comes in and who stays out. So I do suggest that people that have backyard minyanim, porch minyanim, should continue because only a fraction of us will be able to come together in our shuls. And we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should take this pandemic away and we should all be able to embrace each other and pack our shuls as is fitting. So this week we start Chumash Bamidbar. Chumash Vayikra is defined as Torah Sakoyanim. And all the halachas of Karbonos are in Chumash Vayikra. Chumash Bamidbar is more about Avodas Halevi, and especially Parshas Bamidbar. So what is the essence of Avodas Halevi? And with what is it different than Avodas Sakoyanim? Many times I explained, every Jew shows in Mikdosh Ma'at, Soita Daf Yud Zayin, Ish v'ishu shezachu shchina shruya b'neim. Could there be a Beis HaMikdash without Koyanim? No. So who are the Koyanim in this private Beis HaMikdash? Husband and wife, man and woman, they are the Koyanim of each and every Beis HaMikdash. Each and every Mikdash Mat, each and every Jewish home. Because the essence of the Avodah and Beis HaMikdash, the essence of Avodas Koyanim, is threefold. Menorah Mizbeach and Shulchan. Keneged Ma. Goes without saying. Menorah indicates Torah. Kineh Mitzvah V'Torah Or. While the Mizbeach is associated with Tefillah, with Avodah. Brachas Chavava Midbeis. Tefillah is Keneged Karbona is Tiknum. And what does the Shulchan symbolize? Gemilas Chasodim. That's a Gemara both in Zvochem and a Chagiga Chav Zayin. Shulchan Shalodim Mechaper Kemizbeach. And both Rashi and Tosis explain Shulchan Shalodim is indicative of Echnosis Archim and Gemilas Chasodim. So Avodas Kohanim essentially is Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasodim. What is Avodas Halevim? Shayarim and Mishayarim. The Shoyerim are the gatekeepers, Shoyimrei HaMikdash, and the ones that open and close the gates. And then there were other Levim, Mishayrim, They are the ones to sing and to play music when the Kohanim were busy with the Korbanos Tzibur. Every Jewish home needs Shayarim and Mishayarim. Yes, we need gatekeepers to safeguard our homes. We need to build moats around the Jewish home. We always needed them, especially in these times when there are so many temptations and so many distractions, and our children are exposed to so many different things we would wish to keep away from them. So yes, we need Shayarim. We need the gatekeepers to determine who comes in and who stays out. More important, what comes in and what stays out. But Shayarim are not enough. We also need the Nishayarim. Because never in history were moats totally successful in hermetically closing off a group. Walls could never guarantee that nobody's going to come in, and they could never guarantee that nobody is going to go out. You could dig under walls, you could scale them, and you could breach them. So we need walls around our homes, but we also need Mishayarim. We need songs of happiness in our homes. And I always say the home of a mentor should be the happiest home in the world. It should be a home full of joy and laughter and simcha. It is only when our children will be happy in our homes that we could be confident that they will not look for happiness elsewhere. So we need Mishayarim. Yes, we need to watch over our homes. We need to build moats around them. But even more important, we need the Mishayarim. And we need to guarantee and see to it that our children would be happy and gratified. We need to enhance relationships between parents and children, between siblings, between Ish L'Reyehu V'Ish V'Shechemtoi. So yes, Avodas HaKohanim is about Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. But this week we start learning about Avodas HaLeviim, and those are the Shayarim and the Mishayarim. Every Jewish home needs Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. Every Jewish home also needs Shayarim and the Mishayarim. So let us all have a beautiful Shabbos, and I hope B'Korayv, in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, in New York, New Jersey, California, Europe, London, France, everywhere in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take this Magefa away, and we should once again throw open the doors of our shuls, and we should be able to embrace each other and hug each other and be together, closely together, and all together sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should all be together, Zoicha, to Kabbalah Satayla, in Chag HaShavuos, Be'ahava, Be'simcha, and we should be Zoicha to be as Moshiach Tzidkenu, Bemheiro, V'yomeinu, Amen. Have a beautiful Shabbos.